Further Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 33, Haridas Thakur, Episode 4, The Teachings of Srila Haridas Thakur, Part 3. Haridas Thakur walked until Haridas came to the village known as Chandapura. There, Haridas stayed at the house of Balaram Acharya. Hiranya and Govardhan were the two governmental treasurers in that division of the country. Their priest was named Balaram Acharya, and being favored by Haridas Thakur, was very much attached to him. Therefore, Balaram Acharya kept Haridas Thakur in the village with great care and attention. In the village, Haridas Thakur was given a solitary thatched cottage where Haridas performed the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Haridas accepted prasadam at the house of Balaram Acharya. Raghunath Das, who was the son of Govardhan Majumdar, was later to become Raghunath Das Goswami, and at that time was a boy engaged in study. Raghunath came to see Haridas Thakur daily. Naturally, Haridas Thakur was merciful towards Raghunath, and because of the merciful benediction of this Vaishnava, Raghunath Das later attained the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. At the residence of Hiranya and Govardhan, discourses took place by which Haridas Thakur was glorified. O devotees, please listen to that wonderful story. One day, Balaram Acharya requested Haridas Thakur with great humility to come to the assembly of the Majumdars, Hiranya and Govardhan. Thus, Balaram Acharya went there with Haridas Thakur. And seeing Haridas Thakur, the two brothers immediately stood up and fell at the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur. Then, with great respect, they offered Haridas a place to sit. In that assembly were many learned scholars, brahmanas, and respectable gentlemen. The two brothers, Hiranya and Govardhan, were also greatly learned. Everyone there began to speak of Haridas Thakur's great qualities as if they had five mouths. Hearing this, both brothers were extremely happy. It was mentioned in the assembly that Haridas Thakur chanted the holy names of Krishna 300,000 times a day. Thus, all the learned scholars began to discuss the glories of the holy name. Some of them said, "Yes, by chanting the holy name of the Lord, one is freed from the reactions of sinful life." Others said, "Simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord, a living being is liberated from material bondage." But Haridas Thakur protested, "No, these two benedictions are not the true result of chanting the holy name. Actually, by chanting the holy name without offenses, one awakens ecstatic love for the lotus feet of Krishna. Liberation and extinction of the reactions of sinful life are but two concomitant byproducts of chanting the holy name of the Lord. An example is found in the gleams of morning sunlight. Anga sangharad akilang sakrid, udayad eva sakalak lokasya, taranyar eva timara jaladhing, jayati jagan mangalang harer nama. Just as the rising sun immediately dissipates all the darkness of the world, which is deep like an ocean, so the holy name of the Lord, if chanted once without offenses, dissipates all the reactions of a living being's sinful life. All glories to that holy name of the Lord, which is auspicious, for the entire world. After reciting this verse, Haridas Thakur spoke, "So, O learned scholars, please explain the meaning of this verse." But the audience requested Haridas Thakur, "No, it is better for you to explain the meaning of this important verse." "Oh, please listen. As the sun begins to rise, even before it is visible, it dissipates the darkness of night. And with the first glimpse of sunlight, fear of thieves, ghosts, and demons immediately disappears. And when the sun is actually visible, everything is manifest, and everyone begins performing his or her religious activities and regulative duties. And so, similarly, the first hint that offenseless chanting of the Lord's holy name has awakened dissipates the reactions of sinful life immediately. And when one chants the holy name offenselessly, one awakens to service in ecstatic love at the lotus feet of Krishna. Therefore, liberation is the insignificant result derived from a glimpse of awakening of offenseless chanting of the holy name. Liberation, which is unacceptable for a pure devotee, is always offered by Krishna without difficulty. Now, at the house of Hiranya and Govardhan, Majumdar, a person named Gopala Chakravarti was officially the chief tax collector. This Gopal Chakravarti lived in Bengal. His duty as chief tax collector was to collect coins to deposit in the treasury of the emperor. He had handsome bodily features, and he was learned and youthful, but he could not tolerate the statement that simply by glimpsing the awakening of the Lord's holy name that one can attain liberation. This young man, Gopal Chakravarti, became very angry upon hearing the statements of Haridas Thakur. Immediately he criticized Haridas. "O assembly of learned scholars, just hear the conclusion of this emotional devotee. After many millions upon millions of births, when one is complete in absolute knowledge, one may still not attain liberation, and yet this man says that one may attain it simply by the awakening of a glimpse of the holy name. My dear Chakravarti, why are you doubtful? The revealed scriptures say that one can attain liberation simply by a glimpse of offenseless chanting of the holy name. For a devotee who enjoys the transcendental bliss of devotional service, liberation is most insignificant, and therefore pure devotees never desire to achieve liberation. You, Haridas, listen to me. If one is not liberated by Nama Abbas, then you may be certain that I shall cut off your nose. O Gopal, if by Nama Abbas liberation is not available, then certainly I myself shall cut off my nose." All the members of the assembly who had heard the challenge were greatly agitated. They got up, making a tumultuous sound. Hiranya and Govardhan Majumdar both immediately chastised that Brahmana tax collector. And the priest named Balaram Acharya also chastised Gopal Chakravarti. "You are a foolish logician. What do you know about the devotional service of the Lord? You have insulted Haridas Thakur, and thus there will be a dangerous position for you. You should not expect anything auspicious." Then Haridas Thakur got up to leave, and the Majumdars, the masters of Gopal Chakravarti, immediately kicked him out and dismissed him from their service. With all the members of the assembly, the two brothers fell at the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur. However, Haridas was smiling and spoke in a sweet voice. None of you are at fault. Indeed, even this ignorant so-called Brahmana is not at fault, for he is accustomed to dry speculation and logic. One cannot understand the glories of the holy name simply by logic and argument. Therefore, this man cannot possibly understand the glories of the holy name. All of you may now go to your homes. May Lord Krishna bestow his blessings upon all of you. And do not be sorry because of my being insulted. Hiranyadas Majumdar then returned to his home and ordered that Gopal Chakravarti not be admitted therein. Within 3 days, that Brahmana was attacked by leprosy, and as a result, his highly raised nose melted away and fell off. The Brahmin's toes and fingers were beautiful, like golden-colored champaka buds, but because of the leprosy, they all withered and gradually melted away. Seeing the condition of Gopal Chakravarti, everyone was astonished, and everyone praised the influence of Haridas Thakur, offering him obeisances. Although Haridas Thakur was a Vaishnava, he did not take seriously the Brahmana's offense, but the Supreme Personality of Godhead could not tolerate it, and thus Krishna made the Brahmana suffer the consequences. A characteristic of a pure devotee is that he or she excuses any offense by an ignorant rascal. But the characteristic of Krishna, however, is that Krishna cannot tolerate blasphemy of his devotees. Thus ends Further Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 33, Haridas Thakur, Episode 4, Teachings of Srila Haridas Thakur, Part 3, recorded October 16, 2021, by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.